a beautiful name of our great God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We invite you to stay tuned for the next 15 minutes to the Triumph of His Grace broadcast, sponsored by the Grace Bible Churches. We shall be giving you some more information about our churches towards the end of the program. However, we trust that our program will give you enlightenment concerning the truth of God's Word and encouragement to do His blessed will for your lives.
Hello, dear listeners. This is Carl Natrum, pastor of the Grace Bible Church in Parrot Road, Dalkey, St. Michael, greeting you in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He who loved us and gave Himself for us, that we can have life and have that life abundantly through Him. Our desire is for you to know that life in the Lord Jesus Christ. We have with us Brother Patrick Garnes, pastor of the Grace Bible Church, in a message from the Word of the Lord.
Greetings, friends. In relation to our studies in the book of Ephesians, we have seen God's marvelous purpose in the unfolding of so great salvation. The redemption plan of God is tied to God's eternal purpose, and we have seen that His position that He has given us is a wonderful position in Christ Jesus. We have also seen the glory of His grace, in fact, that grace has been manifested so that we might not only benefit freely from His goodness, but also be able to give Him praise as a result of His working. And so when the apostle declared, "Blessed be Christ," in chapter 1 and verse 3, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, he refers exactly to the multiplied blessings that God has given to everyone through the Lord Jesus Christ, who has believed on His only begotten Son. The Lord Jesus Christ has blessed us, and we have become not only the blessing of God in terms of the guarantee that He gives us, but the guarantee comes along with the gift of His Son. "For he that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things?" And so when the psalmist says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name," he is talking about that matter of bowing down in giving worthy adoration and praise unto the Lord. So while God blesses us with benefits, we bless the Lord and bless God in terms of the other meaning of the term, the expression, where we bow in adoration and worthy thanksgiving to Almighty God. It is very important for us to understand this. The Bible says, "According as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love." This speaks to the importance of the purpose that God has, that we therefore should demonstrate a kind of quality of life which glorifies God. And that kind of quality is inherent in this matter of holiness and without blame. And the standard, of course, that God wants us to exhibit for His glory and honor is a standard of without blemish, and before His searching, penetrating gaze, as it were, He might find us to be like this. And we thank God that His blood can cleanse, and His blood can also sanctify and grant us the blessing of that quality of life that glorifies Him. And that's the challenge for all who are saved in the Lord Jesus Christ. To the praise of the glory of His grace is also related to that purpose. That praise and glory will be the exact result of that grace manifested to us, that benefit, that favor that God has given to us in giving us so many blessings from His hand, coming straight from the heavenlies, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. And that has to do with the putting away of sin, and in this case, in terms of the setting free. The word redemption has three actual main concepts in the Word of God. The first having to do with buying in the slave market of sin, as it were, and the second having to do with buying out of the slave market of sin, and the third has to do with setting free. And the third concept is the one used in verse 7 here, "in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace." And so all believers are not only bought by the precious blood of Christ, but they are set free by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, wherein he has abounded unto us in terms of wisdom and prudence. In other words, the wisdom and the prudence of God is exhibited by the wondrous work of grace manifested to us in giving us so many blessings in this eternal salvation. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, verse 9, having made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself. And so the purpose of God in bringing us to the place where we can understand and benefit from the blessing of his will in salvation, that is according to his pleasure. And God finds pleasure in the great desire, and the wonderful good desire, as it were, literally expressed, the good desire of God, the wonderful pleasure of God, in that he would want us to benefit from this divine purpose in bringing us into this grace, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in earth and which are in heaven. And as a result, we have an inheritance which is uncorruptible and fadeth not away. This is how Peter puts it in 1 Peter and chapter 1. We are wonderfully blessed, therefore, as far as God is concerned, because through the Lord Jesus Christ, we have an inheritance that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for us. Here the word inheritance is used by the apostle with the Ephesians in context of the blessing that God brings to all who would trust his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as Savior. And that salvation by grace through faith, he takes up as a wonderful theme in chapter 2 as well. And we'll see that later on. In whom also we have then, we have obtained an inheritance, verse 11, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. And there the plan of redemption is tied to the purpose, and we have the benefit and the product of the inheritance according to his great will. Then, verse 12, the ultimate dimension of his purpose, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted Christ. That is, those who put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ become then the objects of his glory and the manifestation of the glorious work of redemption. And all heaven will behold the marvelous work of God, which angels themselves desire to look into. And God's blessing comes to the heart of those who trusted him. And those who trust him today will find that blessing as well. The Ephesians trusted him, and those who in Ephesus trusted him entered into that blessing of and the eternal redemption, which he speaks of in verse 7. That guaranteed inheritance is further ratified by the blessing of the Holy Spirit in verse 13, who seals the believer, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. And here the Apostle Paul refers to the Holy Spirit as the agent who guarantees, in relation to that salvation, the down payment of the inheritance of the saints. What a blessing it is to know that the Holy Spirit, who ministers in so many ways to the believer, in this area as well, guarantees the salvation security of the believer. And my friend, if you have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, you are secure in him. You can be sure that the Lord Jesus Christ, who has not only shed his blood for our sins, but who calls us into his grace, according to that same grace, to believe on him to the saving of the soul, he's the one that the inheritance which fades not away is entered into in that blessedness. We thank God, as Paul says to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 1 and verse 10, that he has delivered us from so great a death. He does deliver, and we trust also that he will deliver us from this present evil world. Meanwhile, God calls us to recognize that manifesting the glory and grace that he has given us in so great salvation calls us to a standard of life that will show the beauty and splendor of Christ being in us, and we being in him, the positional representation that he emphasized throughout the epistle, and that we might glorify God in this behalf. And so, the blessing of God is yours, my friend, if you know Christ as Savior, that the blessings of God are yours, and that you can abound with thanksgiving and cry with the Apostle Paul, "Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." And like the psalmist, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." Thank God for the wonderful assurance of the inheritance that you have. And thank God for the forgiveness of sins. And thank God for the blood of Christ that cleanses from all sin. And if you are unsaved as you listen to our meditation, I would invite you, my friend, to realize that you are included in God's tremendous favor. You can come to him, and it is by grace through faith, Lord and Savior. Why not trust him? May God bless you, and may you recognize that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we ask that you will minister to every heart. Father, strengthen and bless every single one who has listened into the broadcast. We ask, O God, that you will minister grace to those who are saved, that their hearts might rejoice in so great salvation, and the assurance, O God, of the blessing of the inheritance by the Spirit, who ministers that security in the life of the believer, and who has guaranteed the earnest of the inheritance. For those who are not saved, help them, Lord, right now, to realize that the free gift of that blessed assurance and that blessed salvation and that blessed redemption in that salvation plan is theirs. May they embrace the Lord Jesus and trust him to save and to satisfy. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Dear listeners, once again you've heard the message from the Word of the Lord. And to know God and to worship him, you can do that through the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by him. Would you not do that today? If you need help concerning this matter, we would like you to contact us. Please call us at 427-1054 or write us and let us know of your needs so we can send you some literature. Best of all, though, we invite you to one of our churches where we will be glad to take God's word and help you and to pray with you. We invite you then to the Grace Bible Church in Wellhouse in Philip, or the Grace Bible Church in Birds River, Deacons Road, St. Michael, where services begin at 9 o'clock every Sunday morning. Then there is the Grace Bible Church in Paddock Road, Dalkeith, St. Michael, where services begin at 8:30 every Sunday morning. There's our Sunday school hour after every morning worship service in each one of our churches, and we have a class for every age. So we would like to encourage you to send your children to Sunday school or come along with them. Every Sunday night at 7:15, we have our services. There is the Berean Baptist Bible Church in Colleton, Six Men, St. Peter, where services begin 11 o'clock every Sunday morning and 6:30 every Sunday evening. We're looking forward to seeing you. Until then, we trust you to have a good day and may